people in Ballinacarrow that are raising their families. There's three housing estates on the opposite side of the road to where the national school is, where the playground is, where the community centre is. And on a daily basis, they're afraid to let their children out to cross the road, which, you know, it's not right nowadays, where you have other towns along the N17 and the N4 where a series of traffic calming measures are in place, whether it be extra signage, extra ramps, more build-outs. The problem in Ballinacarrow is the speed of traffic, and the people that are going through the town at a dangerous speed may be not aware of all these pieces of infrastructure, so they have to be alerted that people are crossing the road. You have the bus Éireann and the private buses stop on one side of the road and cars park the other. So I certainly will keep highlighting this. I told the executive I wasn't happy with this, and that the people of Ballinacarrow certainly won't stand for being left behind when it comes to traffic calming. This has to be addressed, and I'm going to continue to raise it with them.
They have said that the reasoning behind maybe that the traffic calming measures haven't been done is that they measure the need for such measures based on how many accidents or crashes, how many of those have happened in a particular area. Do you find that acceptable, given the fact that there were speed surveys, etc., by the local school done there?
Well, I don't accept it, because, as you said, the national schools carried out two different speed surveys on traffic in the village, and on both occasions there were high incidents of speeding vehicles. And to me, that reply says that we need to have fatalities before something is going to happen. And that's not right. The TII have a huge budget. While I know Sligo County Council only get a small portion of that, this is the main artery. It is a busier traffic feed than the N4. The main artery from the top of Donegal right down to the south of Ireland. And on a daily basis, anyone that tries to cross the road in Ballinacarrow village is taking their life into their own hands.